Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes. Eagles Buccaneers is haven't played all that often, but they've played some pretty historically significant games. If you're an Eagles fan, there are a couple you remember with a smile, and there's at least one that you remember with a giant heartbreak.
It was New Year's Eve Day, second year of the Andy Reid era, and the Eagles made the playoffs. And they welcomed the Tampa Bay Bucks on a cold, cold December 31st.
At that point in time in 2001, that's when you started to think there was really something special with this Eagles defense. You know, Jim Johnson had some holdovers from the previous regime and then added some of his own parts and certainly his aggressive style.
Hugh Douglas, Mike Mamula, these were the guys who would put their imprint for the beginning of the Jim Johnson era here in Philadelphia. What did Jim Johnson always say? I'll keep them to 17 points or less. You do the rest.
They had improved dramatically. I mean, everybody knew that this team was on the rise, and it was getting good, and they had some good young players, and they had a coach that really had things moving in the right direction. And they had proven that they could win in the regular season, and they had proven that they could get to the postseason. But they needed to prove they could win in the postseason, and that's another whole level of expectation.
Bucks went up, actually, 3-0. But that was the last they scored that day. Eagles' defense, Jim Johnson's defense, was tremendous, limiting the Bucks to just 100 total yards.
Back goes Brad Johnson. He is going deep, and it is intercepted by Troy Vincent.
Brad Johnson had no answers for what the Eagles were trying to do, and you just saw it in the volume of turnovers. I mean, everything that Tampa was trying to do, the Eagles were nullifying.
Meanwhile, Donovan McNabb stood tall and played almost an error-free game.
Basically, Donovan McNabb decided, I'm going to arrive in this football game. That's how important it was to him, how important it was to this franchise, how important it was to the new Philadelphia Eagles.
As the seconds elapse, it's over, and the Eagles have thoroughly, decisively beat the Tampa Bay Bucks 31-9.
And the Eagles were heavily favored to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks in the NFC Championship game.
All we had to do was make sure the game was here and it was under 40 degrees.
There's no way. There's no way that the Buccaneers could come up here and win this game.
I mean, we were all thinking about our Super Bowl plans at that point.
So it's the last game at the Veterans Stadium. I remember I was in there and the game starts off magically.
It is coming down to Mitchell at the 8. Now across the 10, 15, 20. Cuts back at the 25-30, 45-40. Gets a block. He's at midfield. He's at the 40. Cuts back again. Finally tackled inside the box 30. All the way down to the 25-yard line. Brian Mitchell finally brought down by Dexter Jackson.
Brian Mitchell gives you a big return. Deuce Staley punches it in very quickly. All kinds of momentum on the Eagles' side.
Running play, Deuce Staley up the middle. He's at the 15, the 10, cuts back at the 5. Touchdown, Deuce Staley!
When Deuce Staley scored that touchdown, I turned to one of my colleagues in the press box and I said, that's it. Eagles are going to win this game.
And then, you know, there's just a series of plays that they'll be etched in your mind indelibly forever.
The only thing I can say is Joe Girovicius broke our heart.
The long 71-yard catch and run by Joe Girovicius, and the Bucks went in for a touchdown.
We always say on our show, this is how many years later now, over a decade later, we go, Girovicius is still running.
But the Eagles stayed in that game, and they were driving again, and I still felt that Super Bowl trip was going to become a reality.
And Rondé Barber picks off a pass and takes it back.
When Rondé Barber collects Donovan McNabb's errant throw, you could hear a pin drop at Veterans Stadium. People just didn't know how to react. They were like, did that really just happen?
everything that started off so well went so far the other way. And it's to me, it's the toughest Eagles loss to swallow in my lifetime.
I've seen this team lose a lot of games, and I've seen this team lose a lot of games in many different ways. But I don't think there's ever been a loss that was as crushing as a loss in the NFC Championship game.
Eagles at the Tampa Bay Bucks, week 14, 2012, and Nick Foles is starting.
Eagles in the midst of their longest losing streak in 42 years. Can you believe 42 years? And they had lost eight straight awful games. And what a game he had.
Foles takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He is firing, and it is a great catch on the near sideline by Avant. He made an amazing catch. One-handed at the 20. An amazing catch.
Unexpectedly, he ran in one for a touchdown, and it seems like it took him forever to get there. I'm looking like, where's the defense? It's nobody near him.
And I remember kidding him afterwards that I had time to read the commercial from the time he started and ended up in the end zone.
He's looking. He is rolling. He's going to pump. He's going to run. He is in for the touchdown. Nick Foles, his first rushing touchdown.
But ultimately, the game came down to one last drive.
What always gives you hope that Nick Foles could be a great quarterback someday is the pass he made to the one-yard line to Jason Avant.
4 seconds. Foles spikes the ball with 2 seconds left. Wow.
Ultimately, Nick Foles dropped back and hit Jeremy Maclin for the winning touchdown.
Foles in the shotgun is rolling, rolling, firing. Touchdown! The Eagles win! Jeremy Maclin! The Eagles win!